one of the proudest days that we have ever had at the Colorado Center, because today we are so proud to showcase and to christen our new student apartments, McGeorge Mountain Terrace.
We have a $2.5 million apartment complex that we were able to purchase and that we are in control of and that we can use to fulfill our mission. And our mission is to provide independence to our blind students and to teach them that being blind is respectable, that if you have the proper training, the proper opportunity, and a positive philosophy, there are no limits on what you can do with your life.
To me, the Colorado Center is the penultimate organization that is showing what it really means to be blind. That is, that blind people are no different than anyone else, as long as we learn the same skills that everyone else has to learn as they're growing up or in their life. We may not do them the same way, but still we can learn and perform the same skills as anyone else. The Colorado Center has been an incredibly constructive and significant organization at teaching blind people how to be survivors and successful people in society and to be good, competent blind people.
Hi, my name is Julie Deaton, and I am the director at the Colorado Center for the Blind. I first started working here in 1997, and I became the director of the center in March of 1999. Diane McGeorge was the founder of the center, and she is my mentor, and I have learned so much from Diane over all the years that I've been able to work with her and know her.
I didn't want to cry when I made my speech, so I wrote some notes, and I cried when I read the notes. So I thought, this doesn't help. The notes do not help. So I'm just going to say thank you all for coming. Ray is with us.
Diane stopped traveling and started going to the office on practically a full-time basis, working on grants and all kinds of things to see if we could start the Colorado Center for the Blind. We established a board. We took a shot at trying to get the state legislature to fund the Colorado Center for the Blind. That didn't happen, so back to the drawing board, and Diane started working really hard on getting grants and working to get grants from the Rehabilitation Department. By 1988, we had gotten approval and gotten enough money together that we started our Colorado Center for the Blind at the very beginning of the year in 89. And we had our first class of five students who thought the first day they would have a ride to class in cabs because there had been a blizzard and there was a whole lot of snow on the ground. The mobility instructor thought it would be a good training thing for them to start out finding their way from the apartment complex to Broadway to catch a bus. The students always remembered their first day at the Colorado Center for the Blind.
The entire staff believes that our students will excel and that they do not need to let their blindness limit them from fully participating in life. The Colorado Center for the Blind is a program of the National Federation of the Blind. We promote a positive philosophy about blindness. This is our foundation.
My name is Beth Tarasi. I like Colorado Center for the Blind because I think the challenge rec activities are good.
I do love cross-country skiing. It's a lot of fun. When I came here, I got the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do this, and I came down here and did it.
My name is Donovan Tilsley. I'm up here today with the Colorado Center for the Blind on a little fun ski outing. It's just you skiing down that hill, Sure, there's a guide. They're just skiing slightly behind, telling you where to go. That's the ultimate feeling of independence. The only person who can get down that mountain is you.
I am part of a community here at the center where we prove that blind people can do anything and everything they would want to do ever.
Are really quite fantastic. Everybody that we've come in contact with, you know, really wants to go the extra mile to make sure that things are just right for your child.
We want the parents to have high expectations of you. We want you to have high expectations of you. Because you are the one that really, truly matters, right?
We welcome parents and siblings to be part of the experience by attending a seminar at the conclusion of the program.
We talked with the parents. We talked about expectations. We talked about the program this summer. They know that you guys have the ability to do more than you've ever done in your whole lives.
Kira went home for the Braille Challenge and then she came back and tells me, well, there isn't anybody available to pick her up at the airport, so she's just going to take the super shuttle back to her apartment. I was like, Rob, you're going on the airplane with her. He said, you've got to be kidding. So, put her on the plane. She got to Denver, she got on the super shuttle, she got back to her apartment. She was absolutely fine. And it just made this huge difference for all of us.
Confidence Camp. The director of the Colorado Center for the Blind really wanted kids to have a camp to come and start to learn independent skills. So that way they could do a lot more earlier in life and then just keep learning and learning and learning.
Ticket?
Yeah, so get your ticket out.
Where are we going today, Victor?
He's going to the fire. Museum. Are we at 16th Street or California?
What's our stop?
Littleton and Broadway.
Can we ask? Ask somebody. What train is this?
This is D-Line.
Yes. Yes. My name is Casey. I'm 6 years old. My favorite part of camp was Braille.
What is that? Nuh. Like in chicken nuggets?
I am Mindy McCall, and my daughter is Cece McCall. I really didn't know how much it was about learning life skills and that they would be cleaning and cooking and traveling, and you know, it was not just your basic summer camp.
My name is Maddie, and I'm 8. I was in the cooking class, so we learned all these manners, like keep your head up at the table, chew with your mouth closed, don't stick your hands in your food, don't hold it up to your face and just slurp it. I know.
I want them to realize that they can do it on their own. They don't have to wait for anybody to do the stuff that they need to do.
Our students inspire us every day. As they reflect on their experiences, we know that they will live their dreams.
And I think the thing that I love most about the center is that we have so many people coming here from different walks of life with differing experiences. And if someone doesn't know how to do something, they can definitely find somebody who knows and is willing to teach them.
I come from Haiti in the Caribbean. Obviously, I didn't know how to cook. I didn't know how to travel. I never used a cane before. It's really amazing now because I can go downtown Denver. I'm really grateful for what the center is doing and for what it's been doing for me.
Any confidence building, any high expectations were something that I also expected and the center really delivers on. The center really does live up to its reputation as one of the best centers in the country.
Now I got plans for the future, and I have achieved a lot of challenges here. I thought I would never have the capacity to learn any Braille, and I'm getting there. I can do it. I've been doing it, and everything is. I feel like I'm a big family around here, and I'm very grateful for this place right here. And everybody is so good. And that's my story. Thank you.